Well, the market's getting ready for the activities, lack of activities on Monday because of the President's Day. And we're going to find out how the week is ending up from John Taylor at Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. And, of course, the weather is also factoring into a lot of this. We're seeing a lot of the numbers that are being released, retail sales, and et cetera. They're saying, well, it's because of the weather. And yesterday, of course, Janet Yellen, the new Fed chairperson, was supposed to testify before the Senate committee, and that was canceled because of the weather. So we don't know what she was going to say, but we presume it's the same thing she said when she testified before the House on Tuesday. Another good day for the market yesterday, in spite of the fact that the economic data that was out yesterday was kind of lukewarm. Dow was up 63 points. NASDAQ had a really good day, up almost 40 points. The S&P up about 10. Futures are flat this morning. As I look at them right now, Dow futures are up about 5 points. Not enough to really matter. Some good news from the Eurozone. Now, the Eurozone, of course, that's those 28 nations, including Great Britain and et cetera. Now, they're reporting that they're officially out of their recession. They say that their GDP, gross domestic product, grew by 0.3% in the fourth quarter of last year. And that follows a previous quarter that showed some growth. But, however, we think our unemployment numbers are bad. In the Eurozone bloc, those 28 nations, in total, the unemployment rate is 12%. And we've been talking for a number of months about this ongoing battle between Joseph A. Bank and Men's Warehouse, the two giant men's retailers trying to take over each other. It began with one trying to acquire the other, then the other said, no, I'll acquire you. Well, this morning, Joseph A. Bank says they're going to buy Eddie Bauer. Now, Eddie Bauer is privately held by a private equity firm. They're going to buy that brand for $825 million. And I guess that means the market must think that means that the potential marriage between Joseph A. Bank and Men's Warehouse must be over, because the stocks are all getting hammered this morning. In fact, Joseph A. Bank is down about $2.50 a share, about 5% before the market opens. And Men's Warehouse, the potential suitor of Joseph A. Bank, it's down even worse. It's down about 8.6%. So we'll see what happens, but it looks like that deal may be over finally. And here's a very interesting story. Weight Watchers International, publicly traded company, their stock is down 20% this morning before the market opens. Fourth quarter profit down 47%. Total revenue down 11%. And their paid weeks membership, that's how they measure things, down 8.5%. They also stopped their dividend in the third quarter of 2013. It's interesting that one of the reasons it's being attributed to why their sales are down so much, competition from apps. You can get these apps on your Android or iPhone that help you count calories, and I guess you have the thought that if you can do that, you don't need to go to those Weight Watchers meetings and weigh in and all that. But their stock doing very poorly. Hopefully they can turn that around. And here's something you may not see much of anymore, and that's Brookstone. You know, the store that's in some of the malls where they sell the gadgets, you know, the massage chairs and strange electronics and all, et cetera. Well, they're trying to sell themselves, and apparently nobody really wants to be a suitor. So they're eyeing bankruptcy. They have disappointing sales, rising costs, not much liquidity, not a lot of cash, and a heavy debt load. So Brookstone, if they can't find a suitor, they're going to file bankruptcy. If they can't come out of bankruptcy, they're eyeing a liquidation. And that little iconic retail chain may be a thing of the past.
Well, it may be, John. There's no question. These times are changing, aren't they?
Yeah, there's. It doesn't take long for something that's kind of hot to become kind of a dinosaur in a matter of just a couple of years.
Yep, sure enough. Johnny, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. I call him Johnny because we've worked together a long time. Back at Channel 5 years ago, he began his talking about the markets and the business news because people at that time began to be very interested in it. They're more so now. And his expertise on the local scene and the national scene is prized just about everywhere. If you'd like to ask him a question, he'd love to hear from you. You could visit with him at Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Or you could give him a phone call, 479-782-2527. Or, even better, you could email him at johntaylor@sternagee.com.